The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he's willing to sign a minerals deal with the United States. Speaking after a security summit in London at the weekend, Mr. Zelensky also expressed his belief that he can salvage his relationship with the US President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron told Le Figaro newspaper that France and Britain are proposing a one-month truce in Ukraine. Our London correspondent Tommy Maskell.
Yesterday's security summit in London saw NATO leaders reiterate their support for Ukraine, but they also spoke of the necessity of having US involvement in any possible peace deal. Speaking at Stansted Airport last night, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he remained willing to sign a minerals deal with the United States. Meanwhile, as the French president flew home from the summit, he told the Le Figaro newspaper that France and Britain are proposing a one-month truce in the air, at sea and on energy infrastructure. He said peacekeepers would be deployed at a later date. The Ukrainian president was asked by reporters if he was aware of this proposal. Volodymyr Zelensky smiled and told them that he's aware of everything. Tommy Maskell, RTE News, London.
The United Nations humanitarian chief Tom Fletcher has said Israel's suspension of aid supplies into Gaza is a violation of international law. He has also called for the six-week ceasefire to continue, with aid entering Gaza and hostages being returned. Arab governments who helped mediate the Gaza ceasefire have also condemned Israel's decision. Qatar said the move violated international law and the ceasefire agreement reached in January. Hamas has rejected an extension to the first phase of the truce, insisting Israeli troops must withdraw. Unions representing workers in the community and voluntary sector are due to attend talks at the Workplace Relations Commission today in a bid to resolve a dispute over pay. Last week, healthcare workers in Section 39 organisations who are members of SIPTU voted for strike action. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Unions representing workers in the community and voluntary sector have accused the government of failing to honour an agreement struck in October 2023, which pledged to restore a link to pay in the public sector. Among the affected workers are staff in Section 39 organisations, privately owned charities and agencies that are contracted by the state to provide healthcare services. Last week, thousands of those workers who are members of SIPTU voted overwhelmingly in favour of taking strike action, a mandate that the union said it will bring to today's talks. The Department of Children, Equality and Disability has said that workers in the community and voluntary sectors should be fairly paid and appropriately recognised for the difficult work they do. The department added that dialogue is the path to a resolution.
The Vatican has said that Pope Francis remains in a stable condition in a hospital this morning and he rested well overnight. The Vatican also said the 88-year-old pontiff no longer required the use of mechanical ventilation to breathe. The big winner at this year's Academy Awards in Hollywood was the independent movie Anora, which won five awards, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Mikey Madison. Adrian Brody won the Best Actor award for his role in The Brutalist. From Hollywood, our correspondent Sean Whelan.
Costing just $6 million to make, Anora is sure to reap many times that sum in box office returns now that it's won five Academy Awards, including Best Picture. The small scale of the production is seen in the fact that the film's director, Sean Baker, also took the awards for film editing and original screenplay. The film's star, Mikey Madison, won Best Actress. Best Actor was won by Adrian Brody, playing a Hungarian architect in The Brutalist, which also won for cinematography and original score. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez, which also won Best Original Song, while Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain. Wicked and June Part 2 scored two Oscars each in the technical and design categories. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Hollywood.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy and mostly dry in many areas. There'll be a little patchy light rain and drizzle at times, mainly affecting Ulster and Connacht. Highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees in light to moderate southwest winds.